AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A procedural vote in the Senate on an election reform bill is expected to fail later today. President Biden wants this. Republicans do not. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The far-reaching proposal at nearly 900 pages is viewed as the civil rights issue of the era by backers. Legislation that is suddenly of the highest priority after the 2020 election as states impose restrictive new laws that could make it more difficult to vote. In the evenly split Senate, Republicans are united in opposition, seeing the bill as federal overreach and denying Democrats the 60 votes that would be needed to overcome the filibuster and begin debate.
Congressional negotiators in the White House appear open to striking a roughly $1 trillion deal on infrastructure.
But the key stumbling block remains how to pay for it. The president hosted two key Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, at the White House. And later, the two senators met with others in the bipartisan group at the Capitol. One Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, and one Democrat, Senator John Tester of Montana, emerged sounding upbeat. Collins told reporters there was significant progress. Tester said the bipartisan group is very close to having a full proposal that could come together as soon as Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The powerful sister of North Korea's Kim Jong-un says U.S. expectations of nuclear talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Hope for a restart flared briefly after Kim Jong-un said last week North Korea must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation. Biden administration officials are insisting the election of a hardliner as Iran's president won't affect prospects for reviving the faltering 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. Russia's former world champion hurdler, Sergei Serbenkov, was cleared in a doping case he explained was caused by his baby son's medication. This is AP News. There is a new European Union investigation of Google.
Regulators are setting out to assess whether the US tech giant is stifling competition in digital advertising technology. The EU's executive commission says the probe will look specifically into whether Google has violated the bloc's competition rules by favoring its own online display advertising technology services at the expense of rival publishers, advertisers, and advertising technology services. The commission says it's looking at whether Google is restricting access by third parties to user data for ad purposes on websites and apps. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A plague of mice is ravaging parts of eastern Australia. People report being bitten by mice in bed. It has forced the evacuation of a prison. Work is being done in Australia to repair gnawed electrical wiring and clear dead and decaying mice from walls and ceilings. Ed Donahue, AP News.